Hello, everyone. This is Dawn with the Nash Chat, and we are very honored to have Mark Brown from Zen Ping with us today. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Good. I was telling you, you are officially the first male to be on my show, so congratulations.
Yes. So honored. I'm so honored. I hope that I can do the male species some sort of justice. I don't know.
I haven't necessarily meant for it to be an all-female show so far. It's just kind of how it's lended itself. But kind of mix things up a little bit, too.
Yeah, definitely. I'm down for it.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you've been around Nashville for a little while. Give us a scoop.
Scoop is, I moved here when I was 20, now 34, about to be 35. How did that happen? I don't know. but yeah, I moved here and I've seen Nashville explode. And my love for Nashville has only grown and grown and grown. And can I just say something real quick? It's kind of like, I don't even know if I should say this, but I'm just going to put it out there, okay? So get ready. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm holding on to my seat.
That's right. No, but when I was 20, I'm from Virginia Beach originally. So, like, I'm definitely, like, the coastal culture is kind of, like, you know, salt water kind of runs through my veins and all that. And, you know, mainstream media kind of portrays Nashville as, like, pickup trucks and banjos. And that's all cool. No problem at all with that. But it's just not, like, my scene. So I was so concerned when I first moved here because I didn't know. And I got here. And it is such a pleasant surprise because Nashville, if any of your listeners haven't been here, is amazing. It's got this broad spectrum, is as traditional or as progressive as you want it to be. And you can find like a tribe no matter what.
I absolutely agree with you. I feel like there's so much to Nashville. You know, the bright lights and honky tonks kind of get the buzz a little bit, but there's so much more to it and a little bit of something for everyone here.
There really is. And I'm not on like the travel advisory board or anything. I get nothing for that. I'm just talking as like a guy that thought I was going to get one thing and got another. And it was a pleasant surprise.
Well, and I'm curious, you moved to Nashville at a time when it necessarily wasn't the buzz that it is today. What brought you here all those years ago? All those years ago. You're so old.
I'm going to give you and your listeners one guess. What brought me to Nashville? I'll go ahead and spoil it for you. A girl brought me to Nashville.
I was gonna say you were like a musician, you know, trying to break into the scene.
No. It wasn't that romantic. It was a girl. You know, I wasn't following a dream or anything. But yeah, that girl is, we're now still very close friends. Happens to be my ex-wife, but we're still close friends, so it's all good.
Well, that's a good thing. Yes. Yeah. Well, now that we've got that underway. So you came to Nashville, and have you always been a writer? What inspires you to write your Zen Ping books? How did that happen?
Sure, that happened by accident, honestly. So yeah, I've kind of always been a writer, but it's just in a different medium. Like my degree's in film production, and I was a writer and director for a bunch of years and did that whole thing. But I changed up the entire game because I had my son Noble, and I don't know if any of your listeners know this, but having a kid changes everything.
It's like a little bit.
And that was definitely a turning point for me in my life, you know, from my, you know, 18 to like 24 to 25. Like I was all about like, you know, just I want to put this delicately, you know, just not living very well. You know what I mean? Like I was just chasing, like I wanted status. I wanted money. I wanted all those things. I'm not saying I got any of those things. I'm just telling you, like I was just craving and always running after them and could never be fulfilled by no matter what I was obtaining. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And yeah, once I kind of settled into and started integrating, you know, mindfulness, compassion, gratitude, and you know, all of that whole thing into my life, it changed my life. And I knew that once I had my son, I was like, oh my gosh, like, please let me help you avoid all of the mistakes I made, please. So I wrote Zen Pig for him, honestly. And so it was a mistake. I was still doing video production at the time. And my mastermind group, they saw the draft one and they made me make it a book. They made me put it on sale. And that is how it happened, all by accident. But I'm so utterly grateful for it.
Well, it's nice to have people to encourage you and support you. And sometimes the craziest things end up working out for the best.
Absolutely. And I needed that accountability too. You know what I mean? Cause like I could always push that to the side. I don't know if any of your listeners feel me on that one, but like, if I don't have accountability, then I can totally procrastinate.
Well, I completely understand with you. When I started this podcast, it was a little bit out of my comfort zone. It still is to a certain degree. But some friends of mine in Nashville, the Draper James team, they were like, we want to have you a podcast launch party, which was so sweet of them. And, you know, something I was certainly excited about. But I thought to myself, oh, no, now I have to keep doing the podcast. Like, I can't really get out of it now because, you know, it's like, they've told everyone now. And yeah, so thanks to them, we're here today.
Awesome. I'm glad they did. I'm glad they held you to that. All these listeners out here need you.
Well, you are very kind to say that. But so back to Zen Pig. Tell us a little bit about the books. Like, I know you said you wanted to write them. You were inspired by your son and kind of the things you wanted him to maybe embrace more than some of the things that you, and I'm sure so many of us who are listening also, you know, what paths we've gone down. So tell us a little bit about the books and what people can expect.
Oh yeah, totally. So Zen Pig is all, it's in a series. We've got 5 titles right now. 6th one's coming out in October. Get ready. So Zen Pig, yeah. So Zen Pig is all about mindfulness, compassion, gratitude, self-love, self-forgiveness. You know, it's about emotional intelligence. That's what this entire series and brand and all of our other products revolve around is helping our children find a fantastic inner world to match an outer world. Do you know what I mean? Like we can't just expect them to, you know, I know here's the deal. If you go into a Barnes & Noble, you're going to find one of 2 kind of books. You're going to find like the academic, the ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, share with your neighbor, or you're going to find like wacky superhero over the top stuff. Right. But nobody seems to be talking about emotional intelligence. And that's a real problem. And I think that's where a lot of the turmoil is coming into today, especially like in our generation, you know what I mean? Like we're starting to see kind of like a breakdown because we have, lost touch with that inner peace and that radiance. Do you know what I mean? And Zen Pig is here to nurture that, or at least get the conversation going between adults and their children. Do you know what I mean?
Right. And I think that's so true. And something I've tried to educate myself on, over the last several years too. Especially with my son, I feel like, I've just read some different things about how it's hard for boys sometimes to label an emotion or know, you know, if my son is struggling with something, if he's angry, or to know that to say, this makes me frustrated, or this makes me angry, or whatever it is, just for them to be able to kind of talk through those feelings and know how to process them, because those emotions are there. But sometimes as parents, we don't necessarily know what they're experiencing or feeling, and they can't communicate. And there is that struggle there for sure. So thank you for giving kiddos a way to kind of get in touch with those.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. Thank you. And also, by the way, I write these as a reminder to myself. Like, I want all your listeners to know, like, I am not talking down to anybody. I'm not saying I've mastered it all. Like, these are excellent reminders for me to live up to a certain way, to journey a certain way. And just like you were talking about with emotions, to just kindly articulate what emotion I'm feeling, to observe it, to acknowledge it, to honor it, but not pour into it, not add fuel to the fire, not buy into the narrative, to just say, okay, I'm frustrated right now and that's okay, but this is going to pass, just like a cloud going over the sun. That sunbeam is going to hit me again. That's okay. You know what I mean? Like, that is, if you take away the power of all those destructive forces that come from those stories in your mind, those emotions, it's, you can journey much more peacefully and happy. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Well, so you have 5 babies out. I feel like authors, they look at their books or products as another child. You've poured so much of your heart and soul into these. Can you give us a little glimpse into each story and kind of maybe like a highlight from each one?
Sure. Yeah, no worries at all. So the first Zen Pig is just called Zen Pig. It's volume one, issue one. But it is just basically an over all encompassing, like just a general sweeping, like mindfulness, compassion, gratitude, self-forgiveness, like just, and these are concise rhyming books for people that don't know, and with paired with minimalist art, watercolored art. And so that's the first book. The second book is The Wonder We Are, Zen Pig, The Wonder We Are. And it's all about nature and our interconnectedness with nature and how we should respect and honor it and observe and be mindful of how beautiful and miraculous nature is. Zen Pig 3, which is called Zen Pig, All That Is Needed, is all about gratitude and awakening to the abundance that we already have and understanding that happiness isn't just coming from the next flashy object we inject into our lives, right? Like it's awakening to our current wealth. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Zen Pig number 4, Where You'll Find Love. I'm not reading these, by the way. So if like I'm pausing, it's just because like I'm trying to get it from memory. Zen Pig, Where You'll Find Love is all about love and how it looks different than Hallmark tends to position it, right? How love is an action. And it's how we show people and it's how we show ourselves. I'll say it again, ourselves. I know I'm just going to pause real quick. I know that a lot of your listeners are moms and I was raised by a single mother. And so I have such a soft spot for moms. So please love on yourself, take care of yourself, give yourself time to go away and like recharge because God knows you deserve it. Okay, Zen Pig 5.
Amen.
Yeah, Zen Pig 5, Here to Do, is all about, it's the newest one. It just came out in May. And it's all about how, you know, there's this little baby leopard that Zen Pig's trying to help because this leopard's trying to figure out what he's going to do with his life. And it's just a reminder that no matter what occupation or career we move in and out of and into another one, it's not about your title or anything other than what you're pouring into your job, your career, how your volunteer work, anything you're putting yourself into, it's about the intention and the love that you are sharing through that vehicle. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you're really covering a lot of different things I feel like really need kind of attention right now. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a friend yesterday. She's a counselor at an elementary school, and she just was saying, you know, there's just so much right now. There's so many kind of things going on with the kids and families and, you know, anxiety. And so I think you're really sharing a lot of good things for kids and for families. And like you said, for adults, we can always use those reminders.
Oh, thank you so much. I need the reminders myself, so I get it.
Well, what are some ways that in your day-to-day life that you try to stay zen or try to remind yourself of these principles to put into place?
Oh, definitely. So I haven't mastered anything. I'm just a normal person like everybody else. The only thing I do is so every day I start my day with like a meditative practice. And that's just something super informal. I just go sit and listen and be aware of myself and what's going on with my body and mind and just being okay with that. But also throughout the day, I just like I was speaking earlier about, is I try to just observe and honor whatever emotion is sweeping through my mind. Like it's okay. And not judging myself. Observing, like just that noticing, okay, Mark, you're judging yourself. You don't need to. This is just a fleeting moment. This is just a fleeting emotion. Let's get back to the present. And even just simple things like walking up the steps, like just being mindful that I have two legs to walk up the steps, or when I go to the gym, just being mindful that I have the financial, mental, physical ability to go to the gym. Like those small moments, those small, tiny things, just observing, respecting, honoring, and just showing appreciation and gratitude for it. Does that make sense?
For sure. I've read a book a couple of years ago called Looking for Lovely by Annie Downs. Not sure if you're she's a Nashville girl also.
Yeah.
And in the book, she talks about, you know, looking, even one of her examples was one of her favorite sushi restaurants. And even the way the food is portrayed on the plate, very beautiful. You may just like not even think about it or, you know, just start eating right away. But she said, there's beauty all around us. We just have to take the time and energy to stop and find it and appreciate it.
Yes. I could not agree more. Everything around us is just this beautiful miracle. If do I have time to just give like a small example of what I do for like when I go talk to kids? Is this okay?
Sure.
Yeah, so when I go like talk to kids, just to kind of because mindfulness can seem kind of weird, but it's really or like abstract or nebulous, but it's really not, and it's real easy just to remind a child and ourselves, by the way. Like I ask a child, like, okay, so who's had an apple juice box before? Everybody raises their hand, right? Well, what you do is you walk back that apple juice box with them. Like, where was it before that? Well, it was at the grocery store. Where was it before that? It was at the factory. Where was it before that? It was at the apple orchard. Where was it before that? It was an apple. And then it was a seed in the ground. And so, like, all of those things had to come together, all of that beautiful orchestra symphony of actions and intention to get you that apple juice box. Now, that's just an apple juice box. That's with every single thing in our life. That's what mindfulness is. It wakes you up to, oh my God, everything around me is this beautiful, like step-by-step process to get to me. Like, how amazing is that, right?
For sure. We just have, like I say, I think we just get so distracted in our day-to-day
Oh,
lives that we
totally.
don't appreciate or think about things. And we often say we love to go somewhere else, a different culture where life looks a little bit different. And I don't know, maybe that kind of opens your eyes to how fortunate.
Oh yes. Then you access that powerhouse of gratitude. And then guess what that does? That makes us so much more happy and fulfilled and content. Then we go and we walk in life that way. You know what I mean? And that just echoes through everybody that we're around. And it's just it's magic. It's nothing short of magic. So I'm sorry I get so excited and
No, I love your passion for what you do and the message that you're spreading. You also make a difference through your books. I see that one person with clean water for every copy sold. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. So when I made Zen Pig, I knew that I wanted it to have some philanthropic cause attached to it. One reason specifically is because I want children to know at an early age and experience the joy of giving. Like, it's a joy. It is a wonderful pleasure, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so I knew I wanted to have some philanthropic cause. I did research. I had no clue what I wanted it to be. I found out. I could not believe that in 2015, it was 14 or 15, over 1 billion Bubba B people didn't have access to clean water. And that was wild to me because, you know, I had Noble and like I was worried about giving him like organic applesauce and like chemical-free wipes for his high chair. And then like that hit me and like there's a father in Africa that can't give his kid clean water. Like what? Like that was such a punch in the chest to me. I couldn't imagine watching, looking at my son and handing him dirty water. And I mean, like, how in the world is that a thing
That
in
really
this day
puts
and
things
age?
into perspective.
Oh, absolutely. And it freaked me out. It scared me. It lit a fire under me. And so like I started reaching out to all the clean water nonprofits nationally that I could find. And you know, after talking to like 15 or 20 of them, it just so happened completely not by design that the one that was the most transparent, the one that was like come into our office, the ones that were like you can be as hands-on or hands-off as you want to be, was right here in Brentwood, which is right, I mean, it's super close to Nashville, as you know. And I went to their office, we talked about it, and they said they could give me specifics in terms of if you can give us this much proceeds, we can provide one person clean water for 1 year. Why is that important? That's important to me because I don't know about you, but like I get and I like and I honor and respect all the portions of proceeds go to X charity. That's fine. That's great. I'm glad something's happening. But to a child, that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything to me, and I'm 34. Like, I don't know what that means. So I was in love with the fact that they could say, and a child can conceptualize one person with clean water for a year. Like, how amazing is like, yes. More of that. So all because of Zen Pig, teammates, like over 100,000 people have been providing clean water already. So like I'm giving them every single ounce of credit because they did that and they're rock stars and I love them for it.
What a wonderful picture to see, you know, when your books are published, when people are buying them, not only are the families enjoying them and the children, but it's making such an impact across the world. Love that. Way to go.
Thank you.
Also, because you are very generous, you are offering a free Zen Pick book right now. People can access that. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Oh, totally, totally. So, I mean, you if they want to, they don't have to get the free one, but I would encourage them to. So if you go to freezenpig.com, you can get the first book free. You just have to pay shipping and handling. But if you go to zenpigbook.com, you can buy the book and pay shipping and handling. Up to you. I would recommend that you go get the free book. But yeah, we're giving the first book away free, something we believe in. Somebody still does get clean water for a year. We still make that happen. What was I going to say about the free Zen Pig? I don't remember, but it doesn't matter. Freezenpig.com. Go grab the first one free. Oh, this is what I was going to say. I've been asked this quite a few times. Is this a subscription service? It is not a subscription service. If you get the first book free, you can get it. You can read it. You can email me and say, I hate this. I want my money back. And I'll give you your shipping and handling back. And even if you don't do that, it's not a subscription service. It is a one-time thing. So we're not doing that to you. We're not going to bill you every month.
Well, I mean, in October, you'll have six down. So six more to go, and it could be a monthly service. Just saying.
Hey, it could happen. That's happening. One day, that will be the case, folks. I'm telling you it will be. But not even today. Yeah.
Well, can you give us a sneak peek of the book that's coming out soon?
Yeah, I can. I can give you kind of a broad little sweeping thing here. I will say that Zen Pig's niece is revealed in the sixth book.
Oh.
And yeah, we've never seen her before. And this theme of the sixth book is all about emotions and honoring our emotions without pouring into them, making them worse than they are when they manifest. So it's something important for even us adults.
Well, I am looking forward to reading it. Will you be in Nashville anywhere when the book comes out? Are there any things we need to mark our calendars for?
You know what? I am a digital, nomad.
You'll be on the airways.
I definitely will. But let me tell you, if anybody out there that lives in Nashville, if you invite me, I'm coming there. Let me tell you. So you guys let me know and I'll be there with bells on.
Okay. Well, I'm sure somebody will hit you up for that. Yeah. Well, when you are not busy writing or sharing all about your books online, what are some things you like to do around Nashville? I know you mentioned earlier you love this city and all that's going on. Where are some places around town that are your favorite?
Oh, let me tell you this. I wanted to bring this up because this is how I love what you do because you are the reason that I knew about the Kings Bowl bowling program this summer. Yeah, you're the reason for that. So thank you. I mean, I can't tell you how many times Noble and I went and did that this summer. So, you know, I'm always Kings Bowl, Topgolf. I know that those aren't like Nashville staples, but I love both of those places. But I love food. Can you believe that? I love it.
Same here.
Yeah, so like Jenny's, oh my gosh, Jenny's dairy-free ice cream. I go and beat that up so much. Five Daughters. I love Bar Taco. You know, yeah, I just love food. excuse me.
You're saying pepper. Like all my favorite places too.
I can't help it. I just love it. And like Nashville, it's another thing I didn't even mention before. Like the food here is unbelievable. So yeah.
I often say I could lose about 15 pounds if not for Nashville and the food scene because there's always somewhere fun to eat. And, yes. And yeah, then you're like, you get into this routine or rhythm of like, oh, I would love, let's go grab Jenny's or let's go to Five Daughters and grab it. You know, there's just lots of good food here. And unfortunately, my metabolism is starting to slow down and it's not keeping up with all this. So
welcome to my world. I get it.
I'm going to have to enjoy more of the exercise scene than the food pretty soon. But anyway, it's all about balance.
I hear you.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for sharing all of just your heart behind these books, how you're making such an impact in kiddos' lives or families around town, and providing clean water. We so appreciate what you do and can't wait for your new book to come out soon. Tell us all the ways we can find you online, social media, all the places.
Definitely, definitely. So if you go to freezenpig.com, you get the free book. If you just want to go check out everything we've ever done, you can go to zenpigbook.com. Instagram, zenpigbook.com. Facebook/zenpigbook. On Facebook, I do a Facebook Live every single day. I will be doing that for 365. Yeah, I'm going to do that for 365 days. I'm on day like 90 or something. I go in there and just, I'm getting there. And I'm trying, you know, every day I just try to drop a message of uplifting nature and, you know, just try to help out as much as I can. So yeah, if any of those places, all of those places, go say hi. I want to connect with you. I want to get to know you. So please do it.
Well, thanks so much. And we will see and hear from you more soon.
Thank you so much. Seriously.
And hear from you more soon.